I was just reminded of the early days of living in the Columbus area. My wife and I used to drive. We had a little baby. We used to drive on the weekends. Didn't have much money. That was what we did. We drove all around the area. And I remember discovering on 161, just past the 315 interchange, as you're headed west, where the road begins to narrow, there's a house that's, I believe it's now gray. It's a Dutch colonial, kind of sort of a barn-shaped house. And it had a garage attached to it that clearly has space upstairs over it. And I fantasized about that house, and she did too. We thought it would be idyllic. You could see it. In those days, it was a bright yellow house. And we would drive by for 2 years, every weekend. We'd drive by that house and pretend that we owned the house. It was a perfect house for us. The baby was going to be fine there. I'd have a study over the garage. She had a sewing room all picked out, all that sort of thing. And now, all these years later, I drive by that same area, which is now one of the busiest roads in the greater Columbus area. And you can't see the house except barely make it out. It's gray. It's no longer bright and yellow. Maybe I made it too sunny or something when I was younger. But now, I wouldn't live there for a million years. And all the traffic and all this kind of constant traffic jams. Not much of a story, but it's a memory anyway. It brings me back to earlier days with my wife and son.